Thank you for joining me today. My name is Russ Marin. I am the pastor of Monclover Road Baptist Church. Today I'd like to read from 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. The apostle says, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." The apostle John, the other apostles, the writers of the Bible, I believe wanted us to have joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. So today I'm going to begin in 1 John chapter 1, and I hope it is a blessing to you. Let's go right now to the church auditorium. I would like for you to turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning. Christ has always been that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, meaning we have studied Christ. We've seen him, we have heard him, we have studied him, and then it says, and our hands have handled the word of life. We've touched Christ. The apostle John, who's writing this, had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And to try to tell John that he hadn't seen Christ or hadn't heard him or he hadn't seen the resurrected Christ would have been foolishness, because he is saying, I've heard him, I've seen him, I've studied him, I've touched him, I've had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Now, verse 2, it says, for the life was manifest and we have seen it, or the life was revealed. The life of Christ was revealed to me, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested or revealed unto us. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard. He says it again. He gives it more emphasis. I've seen Christ. I have heard him. That which we've seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. So here's the reason. I want to write this down. I've seen Christ, I've heard him, I've touched him, I've studied him, and I declare him unto you. Why? That you may have fellowship with us. Now, most churches, when we meet together and we say, we're going to have a banquet, we're going to have food and fellowship, and sometimes the fellowship is less than biblical. The fellowship is, how's the weather? How'd you play golf yesterday? Different things like that. Fellowship here, though, really would be, we're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about Jesus Christ and what he's done in our life. So he says, we've seen Christ. We declare him to you that we may have fellowship together. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, maybe the greatest masterpiece of Satan, the greatest masterpiece of Satan, is to deceive people about their salvation. Now, he can only deceive us one of two ways. He can try to make us think that we are not saved. If you're saved here today, he can try to make you think you're not saved. Or if you're not saved, he can try to make you think, hey, you are saved. Everything's okay. You're going to go to heaven. And there's really, when you break it down, everyone has to be either they've trusted Christ as Savior and they're saved, or they've never trusted Christ as Savior, they're unsaved. If you want to add a third category in there, you may say there are people who have trusted Christ as Savior but are out of fellowship. They're not living a Christian life even though they've trusted him as Savior. So Satan tries to deceive us. If he can deceive us about any subject, it would be the subject of salvation. Now look at verse 4. The Bible says, and these things write we unto you. Now remember, he said, I'm declaring this to you that you can have fellowship with us. And then he says, and we write these things, verse 4, that your joy may be full, that you may have a fullness of joy in Jesus Christ. Now, joy is not necessarily happiness. I can be happy about winning a ball game, but really not have joy in my heart. Or you may lose a ball game, and even though you're unhappy, you still there's a joy and there's a peace in your heart. I suppose you could be in prison
and be very unhappy. But if you know Christ as your Savior, you can have a joy in your heart. So John says here, I have written this to you that your joy may be full. Really quickly, I want to list six things that would say, are you really saved, okay? And I want you to keep track. If you can say yes, 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 you can say, hey, I'm a born-again believer. One thing would be this. If you are saved, there will be no habitual sin in your life. You may swear, or you may tell a lie, or you may steal something, even as a believer, but it's not a habit. It's not a habitual thing you're doing. If you're a born-again believer, there is not any habitual sin, a habit where you're just over and over and over and over. Number two, if you're a believer, that you believe on Christ, it's Jesus only. You didn't come in here today as a believer and say, I'm putting my faith in Jesus, and I'm putting my faith in Allah. It is Jesus. It is Jesus only. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God the Father but by me. Number three, are you practicing righteousness? Now, practicing righteousness just simply means, hey, I am trying to live a Christian life. I'm trying to avoid sin. I'm trying to be the right places with the right people, live the right way. You're practicing righteousness. Number four, loving other Christians. I'll tell you, if you're really born again, if you're a believer, you're going to love Christian people. They're special. They have put their faith in Jesus Christ, and there's a special affinity there with believers if you are one. If you're a believer, you're going to love being with them, and you're going to love other Christian people. Number five, overcoming the world. How the world lives and conducts business and things that are important to people in the world is not what is important to you. The world would say, for all of you folks today that gave a tithe and an offering in our giving, the world would say, that is crazy. That is, why would you do that? So if you're really saved, the opinion of the world does not impact you like it does another person. And then finally, number six, keeping yourself pure. I'll tell you, as a believer, if you're really saved, you make a conscious effort to keep yourself from sin. Keep yourself pure. Now, if you can say yes, yes, yes to those, you're probably a believer in Jesus Christ. You've probably been saved. But I'll tell you, if you are saved, Satan will try to take away the joy of your salvation, the joy of your salvation, and the peace that comes with that. Verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If you say that you have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, if I think the Bible teaches this. If you know Jesus, you know God. If you know Jesus, you know God. John says, I've had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, and I want to have fellowship with you. Now, there's a reason we can have fellowship with Christ, and there should be a reason we can have fellowship with one another. Let me read a couple things. One, if you're a believer and I'm a believer, we've been born of the same Father. We have been bought by the same price. We are members of the same body. We are taught by the same Spirit. We are walking the same path. We are serving the same master. And you know what? We are heirs to the same inheritance. If you and I have trusted Christ, we have all those things in common. There should be a reason that we can fellowship together. And there should be a reason that we can have joy one with another. This then is the message which we have heard of him and that we declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, if we say that we know Christ, we have fellowship with Christ, and walk in darkness, meaning we're living in sin. We say we have fellowship with Christ, yet we're living in sin. The Bible says we lie, and we do not the truth. We're not practicing what we're saying. We're talking the Christian life, but we're not walking the Christian life. Okay? Now, fellowship with Christ, the product of fellowship with Christ is joy. If I'm in fellowship with Christ, I'm going to have joy in my life. Doesn't matter whether I'm in prison. Doesn't matter if my ball team just lost. If I am in fellowship with Christ, there will be joy in my heart. In Psalm 16, verse 11, the Bible says, "In thy presence, in the presence of God, is fullness of joy." In John 15, verse 11, it says, "That your joy might remain, and that your joy may be full." There's full joy when you have fellowship with Jesus Christ. Now, this is very important. When you sin, you break fellowship. If I, as a believer, my relationship with God is God my Father, Jesus Christ my Savior, my relationship is I am a child of God. If I sin after I become a child of God, I break fellowship with Jesus Christ. However, my relationship with Christ never changes. I am still a child of God. So if I lie to you, as a child of God, if I lie to you, I have broken fellowship. But I am still a child of God. If I steal from you, I am still a child of God. I have broken fellowship. So every believer has a relationship with Christ. And when we sin, the relationship does not change. But the fellowship does. You break fellowship. If your children do something very evil, you may break fellowship with them. You may reach a point where you say to your son or to your daughter, "You're not welcome at our home." I can't hardly imagine that, but if they really become evil or something, you say, "You're not welcome at our home." You've broken fellowship, but the relationship is still the same. They are still your child. Now, this is good news. That's good news because Christ says that your salvation is held by the power of God. It says no one can pluck you out of my hand. That your salvation is sealed by the power of God. Do you agree with me? That is good news. My salvation is not dependent upon me hanging on to God. My salvation is dependent upon God having a hold of me and not letting go.